Tanya, thankfully we're in the same time zone at last. What's it like now you've settled into life over here? Are things still in boxes?
I haven't brought a lot with me, to be honest. So two suitcases and my life is in those. So I'm very happy to be across now and to be part of the storm set up.
I thought you were bringing the weather with your mind.
No, but it looks pretty good at home. 26 degrees at the moment and it's early morning there.
Did you have a good first day when you arrived? Nice to meet everybody at Surrey Sports Park.
It was. So I arrived on Sunday and was in at the office on the Monday morning. And it's been all go since then. So meeting the team, meeting the staff at Surrey Sports Park and just settling in pretty quickly.
And you found the Starbucks all right?
Yes. It's pretty lethal, mate. You have to stay away.
The thing about Surrey Sports Park as well, it's got the Surrey Summit. Have you managed to have a go on that? Even mentioning that makes me feel a bit queasy.
No, I haven't yet. And if you're feeling a little bit queasy thinking about it, I don't think I will.
So you've obviously had a chance to have a good look around the park. What do you make of the facilities?
I think it's number one, just with the facilities that it does have. You know, the squash courts, the pool, the arena, spin class, and all the outside facilities as well. And love it.
Now, obviously, it was nice to finally meet the squad in person.
They're a great group of young women, and the thing that I've been really impressed is they've been very receptive to someone they don't know from the other side of the world, and they're eager to learn, and you can't ask much more from your players than to have a group of women like that.
It's early days, but what's working well in training at the minute?
Even though this is a new team, and it is, with lots of young players in it, I think the eagerness to want to learn, to get better, to come together as a team before the 18th of February is really important. And success for them, I think, will be more about how they get on, how they move forward and develop as players and as a team, rather than the winning on the court. I mean, that's important, but I think that success is going to be bigger than just winning games.
The squad's had a couple of players as well that can play in a few positions. That's going to be important along the season.
It is. We're going to be a team that can change it up a little bit. And most players have at least two positions and some have three of which they can play in. So that's exciting. And really looking forward to getting some game time for the players and seeing what combinations are like, what works, we need to work on. And that's exciting for a coach.
There was the friendly at the against Lightning. How did you line up?
Well, we had a loss. And look, it was my first time looking at the team in a game situation. And it was the first time for the girls to actually be on court as the Storm team for 2017. Obviously, lots of changes at every quarter. And we were lucky enough to take some of our training partners with us as well. So they got court time and were able to experience what it means to play against a Super League side.
And more a case of game time for everybody as well.
Absolutely. I mean, during the season, we're only as good as our last player or our 12th player. So we've got to have a team that you can put on at any stage, rather than just playing with your 8 or 9. So we took a lot out of that game of what we can improve on, but also what we did well. So, you know, there are still quite a few weeks until the first game on the 18th of February and something to work towards. So I'm not disappointed at all. And I think the majority of the players know that this is one stepping stone towards our first game.
Now, last time we spoke, you were hoping to add extra sessions as well. Have you managed to look into sorting any out yet?
I think it's been quite difficult. My thoughts of when I was back in New Zealand of wanting to increase and add extra things, I suppose the reality is that they're full-time workers And quite a few of them are in schools and coach netball, which then takes away Saturdays. And then Sundays, quite a few of them are playing club netball as well. So I would still like to see that. And as much as I'd like to see a shift quickly, I think it's one of those things that I'm going to have to progress with a little bit more slowly than what I thought.
Have you lined up any more pre-seasons just yet?
We've got two matches against Northumbria, one the first weekend in January in Newcastle, and the other one the first weekend of February after the test match that the English team is playing.
Now that you're here, have these last couple of weeks confirmed you made the right decision to join?
Yes, it has. And you don't make a decision like this lightly. To leave your country and your family and come across. But the 3 weeks that I've been here has just confirmed that it is the right decision. And I'm really looking forward to our season with these players and with Surrey Sports Park.